It's time for another edition of KUOW's This Not Just In, the occasional series where we take a moment of your day to share a moment of history, a thrilling audio voyage of forgotten events from years past, events that have defined the people and character of the Pacific Northwest. Now here's your host, Felix Bunnell.
March 27th, 1964, was Good Friday, the start of the Easter weekend. In Seattle, skies were mostly clear, and the temperature hit the mid-50s. It was typical early spring weather, and the rest of the weekend looked to be just as nice. Then, just after 7:30 p.m. Seattle time, a distant event disrupted the peaceful evening all along the Pacific coast.
Tormenting aftershocks and killer tidal waves, spawned by possibly the strongest earthquake ever recorded, brought casualties and grief to the Pacific Northwest this Easter season.
Seattle has been hit by three major earthquakes in the past 70 years, but the Good Friday quake of 1964 was not centered here.
At 5:36 p.m., the worst earthquake in North American history struck the state of Alaska. The quake brought enormous destruction. In Anchorage, buildings and streets collapsed.
The quake was one of the largest ever recorded in North America, a whopping 9.2 on the Richter scale. The epicenter was about 75 miles from Anchorage, Alaska's economic capital and its most populous and urban city. Anchorage and its downtown was hit hardest during the 3 minutes of shaking, with buildings collapsing and roadways twisted out of shape. Other nearby cities like Valdez, Seward, Whittier, and Kodiak all suffered heavy damage from both the quake and the tsunami that followed. Officials feared as many as 600 were dead.
I'm sorry. Due to an earthquake in Alaska, your call has been delayed. Would you try again later, please? This is a recording.
In western Washington that Friday night, civilian and military authorities began scrambling to send help up north. But the Alaska quake also did a surprising amount of damage around Seattle, too. On Lake Union and in Portage Bay, the faraway tremor caused the lake water to shift so violently, houseboats came loose from their moorings and water supply lines broke. A restaurant called the Four Winds, housed in an old ferry boat at what's now Lake Union Park, was tossed around so much a mooring cable snapped. Glasses and dishes shattered and a wall collapsed. 50 customers had to be evacuated by way of a temporary gangplank.
The tidal waves which followed the quake rolled unchecked across the Pacific at 500 miles an hour.
Out on the coast, the damage from the tsunami spawned by the quake was more serious than broken dishes. At Long Beach, Washington, no lives were lost, but tents and cars were washed away and weekend campers ran for safety. Along the Oregon coast, four young kids from a Tacoma family were hit by a wave and drowned. And at Crescent City, California, more than 1,500 miles from Anchorage, the tsunami destroyed much of the town, and 12 people died. In the days following the quake, Seattle became headquarters for relief and rebuilding efforts. Seattle had been a jumping-off point for Alaska since the Klondike Gold Rush of the 1890s. People had personal and business connections to where the quake had hit, and they followed the recovery closely.
Supplies from the other states poured into Anchorage through nearby Elmendorf Air Force Base. Even complete hospitals were airlifted from Seattle.
A little over a month after the quake, on April 29, 1964, the Seattle Times reported in a front-page story that Alaskans were bouncing back. The official death toll had been revised downward to fewer than 150. And in spite of the pitiful wreckage, the paper said, the pioneer spirit was coursing again through the 49th state. And this pioneer spirit of bouncing back is something Seattleites themselves would become quite familiar with. Exactly 1 year after that Seattle Times article was published, a 6.5 magnitude quake hit western Washington. I'm Felix Bunnell for This Not Just In.
And then finally the trembling and shaking were gone. There was peace in the earth once again. But the tragedies left on that Easter weekend in memory would always remain.
Was there a power unknown to this world that caused it to tremble and shake? Was there a reason we mortals don't know for the big Alaskan earthquake? Was there a reason we mortals don't know for the big Alaskan earthquake?